Global M2 says Bitcoin should be at $136,000, but energy costs are eating the rally. Bitcoin trades at $7,450 as of March 20, 2026, down roughly 35% from its highs, while global M2 money supply has expanded 12% since mid-2025. According to CF Benchmarks, the asset management index provider, that gap implies Bitcoin should be trading near $136,000 based on its historical correlation with liquidity. The $66,000 shortfall, roughly 49% of implied fair value, is the widest M2 to BTC divergence since the 2022 bear market. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 32 fear as of today, confirming that risk appetite has not followed the money supply higher. The liquidity is there, but consumers cannot reach it. The core finding from CF Benchmarks, led by head of research Gabe Selby, is that global liquidity expansion is real, but is being absorbed before it reaches risk assets. Two forces are doing the absorbing. First, energy costs. U.S. gasoline prices have risen 81 cents per gallon since late February, translating to roughly $740 per year in additional household spending. Oil remains elevated near $92 per barrel after briefly touching $100. For the median American household earning around $75,000, that $740 is not trivial. It comes directly out of the discretionary budget that might otherwise flow into brokerage accounts, crypto exchanges, or card top-ups. Second, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet stands at $6.7 trillion, down from a $9 trillion peak in 2022. While the Fed held rates steady at its most recent meeting and projected one cut this year, quantitative tightening continues to drain reserves from the banking system. The result, M2 is growing, driven largely by fiscal spending and credit expansion, but financial conditions remain restrictive enough to keep that liquidity from flowing into speculative assets. Why the gap usually closes? Selby's research argues that M2 to Bitcoin divergences have historically been temporary. During previous Fed easing cycles, BTC has realigned with the liquidity curve over multi-quarter horizons. The 2020 divergence, where M2 surged months before Bitcoin followed, resolved into a rally from $10,000 to $60,000 over roughly 9 months. The mechanism is straightforward. When rates eventually fall and energy costs stabilize, the consumer liquidity currently being diverted into gas tanks and debt service gets freed up. Some portion flows into risk assets. Bitcoin, as the highest beta liquid asset in most portfolios, tends to capture a disproportionate share of that reallocation. The question is timing. A 49% undervaluation relative to the M2 model does not mean Bitcoin rallies to $136,000 next month. It means the liquidity preconditions for a rally exist, but the transmission mechanism, loose financial conditions plus stable consumer costs, has not engaged yet. Two catalysts that could close the gap faster. The CF Benchmarks analysis identifies two structural demand channels that did not exist during previous M2 divergences. Spot Bitcoin ETFs. Institutional inflows through ETFs like BlackRock's iBit and Fidelity's FBTC have added a new absorption layer for Bitcoin. In February alone, institutions absorbed 81,200 BTC, six times the newly mined supply. ETF flows operate somewhat independently of consumer discretionary budgets because institutional allocators rebalance based on portfolio models, not gasoline prices. Corporate treasury strategies. Companies like Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, and Metaplanet continue accumulating BTC regardless of short-term price action. Strategy now holds over 761,000 BTC after spending $1.57 billion in a single week. This demand is driven by corporate finance logic, Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset, not by the same consumer liquidity pool that energy costs are draining. If either channel accelerates while consumer conditions remain tight, Bitcoin could close part of the M2 gap without needing a broad-based retail recovery. Tax refunds, as a near-term wildcard, one data point worth watching. Projected average U.S. tax refunds are up roughly $1,000 per household this season. For context, that almost exactly offsets the $740 annual gasoline cost increase. If refund checks start flowing into crypto exchanges and card deposits in late March and April, the short-term demand picture could shift before any Fed action. This is speculative. Tax refund flows into crypto are difficult to measure in real time. But the math is suggestive. The same consumer who lost $740 to energy costs is about to receive $1,000 back from the IRS. What the numbers say right now. As of March 20, 2026, BTC trades at $70,450, 1.0% in 24 hours. ETH at $1,253, 2.1%. SOL at $89.60, 0.8%. And XRP at $146, 0.3%. The broader market is flat to slightly down, consistent with the liquidity exists, but is not flowing into risk assets thesis. The M2 model is not a price target. It is a measure of how much dry powder exists in the global financial system relative to where Bitcoin has historically traded. Right now, that dry powder is sitting in gas tanks, mortgage payments, and treasury bills earning 4% plus. When those outlets become less attractive, whether through lower rates, cheaper energy, or both, the reallocation historically follows.